Ray Foley on Today FM.
You're testing JP's microphone. How's that for you now?
Similar, but I can hear myself.
That's what you sound like. Una's there.
Hello, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Oh, Jesus.
Una sounds good
lovely
to me.
Sound.
It's better than I did.
Well,
anyway.
Look, Una's fabulous.
Oh, well, I know.
Una's fabulous.
I know.
She's fabulous.
Sure.
Bring you a bit of fabulosity today. Today FM playing the music you love. Do you want to, we're doing an interview.
Let's do an interview.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, the one, the only, the stunning, the fabulous, the one and only Una Healy joins us this afternoon.
Hello.
Baby. Hi, Una Healy, how are you?
I'm really good, thank you, Ray. It's great to see you.
It's a rotten day today in Ireland.
It's been rotten all month. We just want this month to finish.
Do you know what? We had a glimmer, like, was it a week and a half ago, where it was like, it's over, the winter's over now.
Yeah.
And we can get on with our lives. That'd be lovely.
No, this has been the worst January. Well, enough about the weather.
Do you know what we need to do? We need to get away.
We need to get away as far away to Costa Rica.
Well, this is it. I was watching it this morning. Jesus, she's straight in, isn't she? She's straight into Costa Rica. This TV show that you're... Do you want to do that first or have the chats first?
Oh, we have the chats first, yeah.
Okay, right. Okay,
chats.
We'll come back to... We'll revisit Costa Rica in a couple of minutes. JP's booking the plane tickets and we'll come back to Costa Rica and the Bear Grylls. How are you?
I'm really good, thank you. Yeah, I'm good. Really, really good.
Are you at home? Are you living in Ireland or are
yes.
you in England? Right.
So I moved to the UK for 13 years and I lived over there. I was very happy over there and that. But then when lockdown came, I decided to come back to Ireland, come home to be with my family and all of that. And we're here since. So I've been back in Thurles now since 2020.
All right. Yeah. I thought, because the last time we were talking, because you and I saw a lot of each other when you and I would be called in to fill in on the 6 o'clock show for years and years.
So I know. And I'd often be coming back from the UK. That's when we used to do the show together. And I was like, literally, I'd only do it maybe when it was like the Easter holidays or like, you know, at Christmas and that. So, but I have relocated now. And the roots are here.
You were telling me that your mum and dad were... they were always supporting
you. So there's like a path that leads down to their house. So we basically all live together, really.
That is very handy. On a compound.
It is like a compound. That is literally what it's like, yeah.
and the garage full of shoes. Are you still flogging the shoes?
Yeah, the garage full of shoes.
Yeah.
Well, actually, no, the shoes are going great. Yeah, Una Healy Original Collection has been going since, coming into its sixth year now. So fabulous,
I've got a men's size 12 is what I'm looking for. I'm a big size 12.
What kind of a heel are you looking for? You're looking for a low heel?
I want a boot up to there.
All the way up to there.
A black boot, pleather.
Right, you might need to go to a different shop for that.
Really?
Yeah, I need a specialist. You would. I don't know if I can cater for that. I'm sure.
Well, put a word in with your manufacturers and see if they can.
They'll just make one for you.
Una Healy collection.
A Ray Foley special.
One single boot.
A single boot.
All I need is the one. It's just for the Instagram. That's all I need it for. So you're at home. I know our babies are about the same age. Aoife and Matthew, my Matthew's 12 and he's going into first year in September.
Same. Aoife's the same. She's 12 going on 13 and then Tig is 9 going on 10 actually. This Sunday he's 10.
But they're very same.
Whatever
about the young guys. So I'm sure Tig is an angel. But my eldest is like a wrecking ball, I tell you.
Coming into the teenage years now, that's the thing. But I don't know, mine too, like they get on really well. I'm really lucky that they're really close.
Yeah.
And they have a few little scraps here and there, but nothing major.
It's so good. Yeah. I think that gap is good, though.
It's a nice gap, it's a lovely gap.
And any bigger than that, it's okay. So go on, tell us. You were going to say he's a nightmare, were you? With the tigers?
No, he's not. He's really not. No, do you know what? He's got so much energy. And I know I was like that as a child as well. And my mother actually sent me down to the swimming pool because I was always like, I'm bored. She was like, go to the swimming pool and it would wreck me out. And it did. And then that's why I got into competitive swimming because I just loved, using up all my energy. So he's like that too. So he's got the bug for the hurling. So he's obsessed with hurling, loves the soccer, any sport really. So he's literally got a hurley and helmet on all the time.
And is he on a team? Is he like...
Yeah, he plays for Durlis Oak in Thurles.
Right.
And he's in school as well, in school too, yeah.
Is Aoife into anything or does she...
Aoife loves horse riding.
Right, okay.
Oh, she keeps asking me for a pony.
Right. She's here a Saturday, you can give her a pony.
In the compound in Thurles, we live in the heart of Thurles. There's no space for a
there's
pony.
There's no room.
No, there's not.
On the Healy compound.
No.
Sure, you need to say to her, do you know how many FMBs I'll have to sell Ray Foley in size 12 to afford a pony for you? And ponies are expensive. She's into the horse riding. Well, does she compete as well?
She just does it for fun, you know. Yeah. But they're not, like, people ask me all the time, are they following in your footsteps? Do they want to do the music or anything
That's
like that?
Nonsense.
They really don't. They're not into that at all. They were more excited about when they heard that I was doing this reality show that we're going to talk about in Costa Rica. When I mentioned Netflix and Bear Grylls, their eyes lit up.
That's a language they understand.
Yeah.
Trying to explain radio to my kids is like, what is that?
Oh, yeah, even for me, like the Saturdays, they don't care. They're like, Aoife saw a trend on TikTok with Ego. So the song Ego blew up with people doing that. You know, you need to have a sit down with your ego, you know.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh my God, you're actually quite cool because you're a trend on TikTok. And I was like, come on. Yeah, she doesn't care like about anything that happened back in the day. No, nothing just, doesn't register with them at all.
You've made it. Do they know? Have you decided on secondary school or what? Is she going to be going away from?
Oh, no, they're staying in town. Aoife's going to the same school that I went to. So it's history repeating itself. Yeah, and Tig's the same. He'll stay. We'll stay in Paris.
Stay local, yeah. You've got the support. What's your favourite Saturday song?
That's like asking what's your favourite child. I don't know. Probably, I would say, I think our most iconic one for me as well with the video and the colour tights was Up.
Yeah, yes. I loved it. We were just having the conversation before you came in. And we're going to do the typical Una Healy thing now. Of at the minute you're gone, it's going to be earworming. Up for the rest of the day. What was the Flo Rida one? I liked that one as well.
Higher.
Higher, that was a good one. Yeah,
and What About Us was with Sean Paul.
Oh, What About Us is a great one. On my three, I've got What About Us, Up, and I think my favourite, All Fired Up.
All Fired Up, I love All Fired Up.
It's a banger.
It's
a good shout.
It's such a good dance track, actually.
Here's an even tougher. Actually, turn off that. Put on that. Oh, stop that. There we go. Una Healy, what's your favourite Declan Nerney song?
Oh, Stop the World. And let me off.
That was too easy, wasn't it? That's correct. You win. Right, I want to talk about this new Netflix. I watched 2 hours of it this morning.
Yeah.
You in Costa Rica. Rico Johnson. I was going to say the time of your life, not necessarily. It's a celebrity survival challenge show on the Netflix. So yeah, tell us about this. Is a celebrity bear hunt.
Yes. So it's the first reality celebrity show. It's like a competition between 12 of us that Netflix have done. So it's the first of its kind. It's like, I know people could compare it to, say, like The Jungle and Big Brother and all of that, but it kind of has like elements of it because it is reality TV, but it's very, very different. So you've got like Bear Grylls coming in, teaching us some survival skills, then putting us in teams against each other. And then if you lose that challenge, you're then put into the bear pit where he hunts you down, and you either have to find the exit to get out or hide from him for the hour that you're in the bear pit, which is in the jungle. And it's not like a film set. It's actually proper jungle. Could be anything in there, like all the snakes, the spiders, the crocodiles, everything. There's a lot of heights involved in the whole thing. And then also we're all living together. So I'm there. Like, you know, how can you prepare yourself for living with, literally, I was like, tucking myself in one night with my mosquito net around me, and there's a Boris Becker starting to snore. Mel B is next to me giving it
this
a big yawn.
You
know, all these, I was in awe, like, of these people growing up, you know. But just to be there with them, I was starstruck for the first few days, and also just a bit intimidated, and there was big personalities, and I found I'm a chatterbox, but I was so quiet for the first few days. Really? I actually barely spoke, and I didn't really know, couldn't really get a word in edgeways, because there's just so much energy. Can you imagine, like, 12 people all living together? It was like a lodge, like something out of Moana. No windows and doors, just the Pacific Ocean, no civilization around us, and just a really loud nest of loud celebrities, you know, big personalities, and then that's me. And I was like, I don't know what to say.
I
found it really hard at the beginning to come out of my shell. But as the time went on, so thankfully I can reveal I wasn't first out.
Spoilers. Nicola's outside. Nicola works for Netflix, and Nicola's like, if you ruin this, this is embargoed.
That's all I'm saying. That's the only one. Give you a little exclusive there now.
Right.
Others
that are in it are Mel B, Lawrence Llewellyn Bowen, you'd know him.
Yeah, Boris Becker, Lottie Moss, we had Steph, and we had...
Your man from The Inbetweeners, isn't it?
Yes, what's his name? Joe Thomas. So he was Simon in Inbetweeners.
Yeah. So loads of, like you said, big, huge personalities. That that for me, in those kind of challenging situations, the bit where you're living together is the more...
It is, and you're mic'd up and you're like, you've cameras on. It's like Big Brother in that way. Like you are, you have got the mic on you 24/7, the camera's on you all the time, and you do end up forgetting they're there. And then I think that that's when I relaxed into it as well, because it wasn't, I've never done anything like that before, you know what I mean?
I was going to say, did you, I was trying to work out, did you do the jungle?
No, I never did anything like that.
You were asked, surely,
I've never
you?
Done, I was asked over the years, yeah, but...
you've done this now.
I think that this is, I was waiting for this.
Yeah,
this is like, I love it, so physically challenging, it's so mentally challenging, and I just was, I was ready for it. I felt like really ready for it.
How long, this is in the jungle in Costa Rica, once you see it, it's out next week on Netflix. It's properly in the jungle. How long were you there for in total?
So if you make it through to the end, so there's 8 episodes and you can binge watch them. So like, you know, there's 8 and comes out on the 5th of February. The 18 nights is what that was spent in there. So if you made it down to
nearly
the
3 weeks,
if you were there
takers.
For the top, to the top 5 out of the 12, you'd be there for the 18 nights. But like, there were some that didn't last very long.
And when you're gone, because in the celebrity, in the Anton Deck, you stick around.
What happens if you, when you're in the bear pit, when he's hunting you down and you're trying to like,
he kills you,
fend for yourself,
you're dead.
Yes, you're gone, and we never see them again. Then we don't get to say goodbye.
He actually puts you on the barbecue. It's Bear Grylls grill.
Yeah, Bear Grylls. Yes, and you're grilled and you're out, and that's it. Goodbye. You're gone.
You don't see them again.
No goodbyes. None of this. Oh.
Really?
What about
your fellow celebs then? Are you not still in touch with like Mel B or...
I am, yeah.
Right, but how did that happen? Because you don't get back in touch after. There's no reunion show, I guess.
There isn't, but we are all going to meet up. We're doing like a press day, a press junket day next Tuesday. And then we've got the premiere in Leicester Square, like a big premiere for it.
Huge.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's very flashy. It's real Netflix money because they've got helicopters and fireworks.
Yes.
Worth mentioning, Holly Willoughby is the presenter.
Holly Willoughby is the presenter. She's lovely, yeah.
I was
going
to say to you, because Jesus, she had all that stuff going on.
I know. Yeah, but she was fabulous. Like, we always like looked forward to her coming in to see what she was going to wear, because she was wearing these gorgeous like outfits. And
did she chat at all, or was it just...
No,
all...
see, her and Bear were very separate to us. Like, it was us, like we were the contestants, and we were kind of roughing it up, like semi roughing it up. I will say now, we had comforts too. Now, we did get fed. We did have like, you know, Big Zoo, who's like a rapper and you'll get to know him on the show, a rapper and a chef. He had a fire pit, and sure, we were fed out of the smoke, literally.
Yeah, I mean? So then you end up in the pit being chased
pit,
down by... Is Bear Grylls the only one who can't be cancelled and still engage in predatory behaviour? I have to
ask
that question.
He's created his own niche, hasn't he?
It's just...
Is he a reassuring presence on the show then, or is he strictly there as almost your sworn enemy?
Yeah, he's there kind of like teaching us some skills as well. Like, we learned, like he would say, now this skill is going to come in handy for your next task, for instance. And one would be like, you know, properly how to light a fire from scratch, you know, and all of that. And then maybe how to like tie knots and how that's going to... We didn't know what the challenges were. So you on the day, you're told what they are, you put into your teams, and then you have to just do it. And
is there anything you've... Well, geez, for the week, they're saying there are plenty of people without power. How are you even tireless
with
power?
Oh, we were fine.
Yeah.
We were really lucky, you know?
If, I suppose you said you're in town, so you're probably okay, but the further out you go, I suppose, the more affected you.
Yeah, we were very lucky.
You could have lit a fire. Is there anything you've held on to, or anything, any skills or...
I think that just even, for me, when I came out of it, to be honest, and even because we had a bit of like... We had a psychologist that would like check in with us and all of that as well. And he did say to me after the show, he said, just be aware. He said, like, sometimes you'll get a little bit of PTSD after it, because you're in there and there's the noise of that gunshot that goes off, like when you're entering into the bear pit, and the adrenaline that's rushing through you. You're in this environment where you're like, you know, even though you do kind of forget the cameras are on you and you're mic'd up, that's like, you're aware, this hyper-vigilant all the time. And you step away from reality. And when you come home, you'll be a little bit shocked. You know, you've come from this completely different environment. And I did... It took me about a month to readjust back to normal life.
Really?
Yeah, I found it really hard. I was having kind of nightmares a lot when I got out. But he said this is normal, so I was like, okay, you're not going mad.
You're not going crazy, Jakers. I would have thought you'd be. Do you see? Like, have you had? Like, you don't have to tell me, but I can speak from my own experience. I've spoken to counsellors and therapists, and I found it very useful in that sense.
Yeah.
And I suppose getting that little bit of. Particularly in
he's just prepared me, saying you will, you know, you might, no, maybe not, but I did. Like, I found it really hard to readjust. But I actually have to say the detox from having a phone was great. Like, it's just so nice to not have to be looking at your phone.
Do you get pinged when you're being written about, or does it you have one of those alerts that say
no? And not even that, it's just like, even to have a conversation. Like, I think the art of conversation is kind of gone out the window now, because everyone's just like, even if they're out for dinner, they're looking at their phones, they're not even engaging in each other.
Yeah.
So it's like, I just felt that that was really refreshing. It was really old school. Like, we were all actually properly all living together and chatting and having the chats, you know?
Having proper conversations.
Yeah. I was really shocked after coming out of that environment back to what it actually is. Like,
yeah, back on your screen.
It's a shame,
again.
Yeah.
It's called Celebrity Bear Hunt, and Bear is going to be chasing you down on the Netflix next week. I have to say, you are I've done the 6 o'clock show with so many different women. I was on it for nearly 7 years, and you are the one that people always ask about. What's Una Healy like?
Oh,
and don't think this the wrong way, but I always say she's cool. Like, she's just a regular chick. She's just a regular chick. Like, she's like the last conversation.
She's not a diva. Maybe that's probably what people might think. You know, they might assume
it's a pop star thing.
It is, yeah. And they probably are, but I'm not. No, I'm telling you, when you're from Thurles, you will not be allowed to be a diva. I'm telling you.
Yes,
no.
They keep your feet on the ground.
Yes, they totally keep your feet, and rightly so. You know.
Yeah, I guess so. You've got the two kids.
So it's great, you know. And I get my whole, like, happy place is going home to Thurles, and then, like, I get to do really exciting things like this. This was, like, the reason I did it as well is, like, it's such a big challenge. It's like a one-off thing. Like, when will I ever get to experience something like that again? I never will, you know. And it's like something to tell the grandkids, you know.
Go on, spoiler. Did you win it? You won it.
I can't
tell
you.
Did you kill bear? What does bear taste like? barbecued bear. We have barbecue bear up on the grill, slathered in honey sauce. Uni, it's been lovely to see you.
Yeah, you too. Thanks so much.
Mind yourself. Come in again soon, will you?
I will.
The one and only, ladies and gentlemen, the fabulous Una Healy.
Ray Foley on Today FM.